Exclusive, American Truckers United, Shannon Everett. We're seeing a lot more enforcement on English fluency. By Hannah Knudsen on October 16, 2025. There is a lot more enforcement on ensuring that truckers speak English under the Trump administration. Shannon Everett, co-founder of American Truckers United, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Host Mike Slater asked Everett about a video posted to his social media the other day of a driver from Mexico. He was asleep. He was sleeping on the side of the highway. I don't think you're allowed to do that. Can't sleep and doesn't speak English. How did they get away with this for so long? And are you seeing or more truckers being stopped everywhere and being asked if they could speak English? Slater asked. You definitely seen a lot more enforcement. It's not to the level that we need. But look, I think our law enforcement officers, the actual officers in the field, at the end of the day, want to do the right thing, he said, explaining that it comes down to the fact that the largest voice in the trucking industry, the American Trucking Association, has really been absent from this discussion. They're the leader in the industry. They should have been the ones coming down and saying, hey, why do we have all these drivers in our country, law enforcement? Why aren't you doing something about it? And so it's been a lack of leadership, he said. Explaining the whole reason they formed American Truckers United is because there was absolutely no voice. Everett surmised that part of the reason they have remained silent is because they have been afraid to speak up about immigration. They wouldn't bring it up, and when we tried to bring it up, they tried to silence us. And so that's why we had to form our own association to focus on this issue, because we knew we couldn't get any cooperation. There's some complacency that's built in, because this has been going on for several years. And now Trump's coming here, and he's cleaning house, Everett said, explaining that the industry is now forced to react to that, implementing new systems and new guidelines for enforcement. There's a little state of paralysis here as they try to figure out which way to move. I definitely noticed that. And so the enforcement is there, and it's coming, he added. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Shannon Everett, October 14, 2025. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.